Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
We knew in Austria we were exposed to a group of women whose ministry is to go on the streets and rescue women and give them shelter, refuge, spiritual counsel, and everything. And I said to one of them, are you afraid when you go out? She said, no. Because you don't mess in that world. It's a world of violence. And she said, no, if we're in the Lord's will, we're not afraid at all. And they were involved in the hands-on involvement rescue, and it was just amazing to hear it. They bring them in and bring them to salvation, give them hope and restoration. It was just amazing, and I'm sure there are ministries that are very secret that do that.
I think there have to be. That's the thing. Yes. The Lord, that's simply scriptural as well. Where sin abounds, grace does that much more abound. So it's not possible in these places of darkness that there isn't light equal to the task, that he hasn't put a calling and a ministry. It's not possible.
But we need to pray for that too.
Absolutely.
Sending workers into the harvest. And the amazing thing is that it has to be solved by prayer. All of it has to be solved, can only be solved by prayer, but he's given to us, everybody can do that.
That is what is just blowing me away, is that this is literally, I'm not saying there's anything special about my life. I'm giving you a specific testimony for a specific area of my life where there's a big stronghold that he came in and he saw, and then he turned it around, and it is now an orchard in my life. It's a fruitful area of light that's his.
And you and John are praying for certain men in the world of news for their salvation.
Absolutely.
Would you tell me that one of them is mentioning the name of Jesus?
One of them, and I won't name his name, but one of the men that John and I both prayed for, both the Lord gave us a heart for him, grew up Christian. You can't see it, but I'm making air quotes, meaning possibly in name only. And so there was there, and he had a very hard childhood, a lot of poverty, a lot of bullying, you know, a lot of pain. But he has an audacity to him. And I don't mean audacity in about fearlessness. There's a fearlessness to him. He has overcome so much on his own. And John and I both just responded to that. And he has a heart. His heart is still intact. It's a very big heart. It's a mushy heart. And so we've been praying for him, and he has mentioned the name of Jesus 5 or 6 times in the last 2 months alone. And he is now connected with blazing, born again Christians, are now part of, you know, his network. And it's been watching this happen in real time. And, you know, again, do I take credit for that? No. That's gauche. And nor do I want to. I don't need a notch on my Bible. I don't need that. Then it's all about me, right? It's not about me, but it is so exciting, and it gives me such hope. It's not without fruit. It's not. When it's his prayer, there will be fruit.
It's cool just to know that your prayers are effective.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter that you get the, you know, the brownie point or the notch in the belt or whatever, or the Bible. You don't have to have that to know that your prayers are being answered, that they're being birthed through you from the Lord's own mind. There's nothing like that.
No, it is. It's wild. It's a little bit wild. I know there are people that want to see really outlandish miracles performed right in front of them, like a missing limb grow back before their very eyes. I understand that. I'd love that too, frankly. But to me, this is miraculous. Because I know it's not possible. Do you know what I mean? And yet, here it is. And so all the things that people have said about prayer, like that it goes off like a detonation in the spiritual realm, that a single prayer that it is ignited by the Lord, it's His prayer, and you're praying in agreement. You're basically bringing heaven to earth as we're called to. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Come where? Come here. Thy will be done. What is your will? On earth as it is in heaven. This is what that is. This is that transaction. It's not just a saying that we've said for years and years and learned in Sunday school. It's real. that is just awesome.
And there are some stories we can't tell. They're miracles.
A lot of miracles that we can't tell. Mm-hmm. On this side of it, anyway. Mm-hmm. In heaven, I have no doubt that we'll all know exactly what those are.
But we're seeing the power of prayer over mighty strongholds, unfixable situations.
Impossible situations. And the answer is no less miraculous. More so, even. You know. Meaning, then, the Jeffrey Epstein, that was the example I used because it seemed impossible. If you're worth over $500 million, that'll buy you a lot of get-out-of-jail-free cards. In this world, and when you're serving mammon, right? And it certainly did for a very long time. But Johnny Cash was right. You can run on for a long time, but sooner or later, God will cut you down. Johnny sang it with all sincerity. He knew what he was singing about. He's a man who's been felled. I am no stranger to the axe. I know what it is to fall. And maybe that's part of it, too. There's some part of you that just says, Lord, I believe that this is you telling me to pray this. And maybe that's all you have to have. You don't have to have a vision for it coming to fruition. But you do have to do the work to believe that you're hearing and that you're obeying and that you're in His will to do so. That is my work to do. And it's a really hard work to do. Okay? It is tested a lot. And I'll take it.
Oswald Chambers says, prayer is not a work. It is a work to pray. Does that make sense to you? Yeah. It is a work. It's not easy. It's filled with war and all kinds of distractions and so forth. But this kind of thing puts you on fire.
Yes.
To change the world.
Which is clear because I've been kind of loud and yelling. I'm sorry, John. John's been over here adjusting buttons, probably trying to keep me from like
blowing
busting
up the
out
equipment.
Your speakers and hurting ears out there. My apologies.
No apology. It's wonderful, but it is a fire that we need.
I have no big thing like that to talk about. I'm going to talk about my little world where this is meaning so much to me. What Martha said is purposing to forgive immediately and then love that person. And what I'm learning about that, which is so wonderful for me in a practical way, because even if you give yourself to the end of the day, it gives yourself a lot of time to ruminate on things, to maybe drag up other offenses, to just make a mountain out of a molehill, as my mom used to say. And instead of just being clean immediately, forgiving. And then when I forgive and I purpose to love, it immediately takes it to the Lord, and I say, okay, this is yours. The moment I purpose to love and forgive, I give it to Him, and it becomes His, which also gives me the freedom to not have to say a word about the situation. And I've had a recent situation where God was just so powerful to me in such a personal way that He, by giving something completely to Him, I'm realizing it often leaves me nothing to say, which is such a gift to the entire situation. If you know me, you'll know this is a gift to the entire situation. of people in my life, but it just is, has been a really great learning, and them watching God does the miracle. I don't have to plead and beg, and I just listen for his heart. I pray it. I be quiet when he tells me to be quiet. If he does not give me something to say, all I can do is be quiet. And it is, I have found it such a peaceful place to live, even in the midst of difficulty. He just comes in such a quiet way and answers in a huge way if I will get out of the way.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.